On Tuesday, the city council approved the generic letter, which says the city is not opposed to being the home of a licensed medical marijuana dispensary. The availability of the letter comes as applications for Phase 2 of the state's Department of Public Health licensing process are due on November 21st. Julia Germain is the Director of Resources for Mana Wellness, a group looking to open a dispensary a couple of miles from downtown Pittsfield along a public access route.
The Department of Public Health Phase 2 application is comprised of many complex parts. One of those, the most significant, comprising about 40% of the available points, is municipal reception.
Mana has been reaching out to city government and the public since April, meeting with community developers and holding open forums on its plans. Citing its outreach, Councillor Churchill Cotton proposed tailoring a unique letter for Mana to include in its application, while Councillor Melissa Mazzio says a generic letter shows no favoritism on the city's behalf. Germain says the generic letter is sufficient, but was hoping for more.
Our concern is that the letter might not reflect the work that Mana has specifically done and has been doing and will continue to do in the community.
Germain says Mana is looking at other areas in Berkshire County, but Pittsfield is its top choice due to the accessibility of an estimated 3,200 patients. Dispensaries can begin the special permitting process through the city before being granted a license from the state, but none have done so. There are only three groups currently in Phase 2 that have a proposed site in Berkshire County, but organizations do have the option to change their site location during the application process. The two other groups in contact with the city are Total Health and Wellness Incorporated, whose application proposes sites in Essex and Worcester counties, and Bay State Alternative Healthcare Incorporated, whose Phase 2 application proposes dispensaries in Franklin, Hamden, and Hampshire counties. President Robert Karp says Bay State Alternative Healthcare is still looking at sites across western Massachusetts that will be released publicly next week, but has also found one on Merrill Road in Pittsfield.
We found a vacant Burger King that has a drive-thru, which would make patient accessibility tremendous.
In May, the state's Department of Public Health set final regulations that would allow 35 dispensaries in the Commonwealth, setting a maximum cap of 5 in each of its 14 counties. In all, 158 applications are currently in Phase 2 of the three-part process to be certified by the state starting in January 2014. About a third of the state's municipalities have put moratoriums on medical marijuana facilities in place, with Springfield being the largest so far. In June, a zoning ordinance in Pittsfield capped the number of allowed dispensaries at 3 within city limits. Mayor Dan Bianchi.
It is the law, and it is intended to help people with medical issues. So if we have a well-functioning center, and it's in a place that is zoned properly, it can be an enhancement to a community, not a detriment.
Karp says his organization has had preliminary talks with the city of Pittsfield and will include the letter of non-opposition in its Phase 2 application.
There's so many moratoriums in place. Anytime someone finds a free building, you'll find a dozen people trying to get the building under a letter of intent.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.